You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Start singing, and then I do my dance that I feel. Oh, Lord, so good, my Lord. Listen, yeah, I can feel the Spirit moving. Oh, I'm feeling moving.
But the people did. Oh, Lord, thank you. Here is a man that sits in a particular seat, not particularly wanted by the people, but they asked for him instead. And just like Saul, who was appointed, the people didn't particularly want him, Mike, but the people got exactly what they want. And every now and then, when you don't pray for what God wants you to have, you get what your desires of your heart is. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the desires of your heart may sometimes give you something that God simply don't want you to have. And when you get what God don't want you to have, you can expect the worst, because God always give man the best that he has. And so every now and then, nations can rise up and fall down because they have not obeyed the word of God. The word of God. You have to remember what God have said concerning his word. So we know that there were faithful kings who governed the nation. David was a man after God's own heart. Loved God. But he was a bad man too. And because of some stuff he did in his life, look at the mess that followed him. And that tells us that a nation that will pick up somebody and follow him, thinking that that nation has been prosperous and all blessed all their life, when you put somebody in position that is not of God, the nation is doomed to go through some mess. I ain't call no names. I have shared and repeated to share over the radio that when a nation selects a leader, that nation is a reflection of that leader. Now you figure that out now. What's your leader like? What is he saying all of the time? We're told it would be Jeremiah, the weeping prophet who was called to reveal God's word of judgment against the nation of Israel. You know, God has prophets to echo something's coming. God sends men called to proclaim his word, to share for such a time the impending destruction, the impending judgment upon a nation, when a nation is wayward, when a nation has slid, when a nation has fallen, when a nation refused to obey, when a nation refused to worship him. God will judge that nation with a warning before destruction. And it comes through prophets. And Jeremiah was that such prophet. And because Jeremiah was that prophet, we see what was about to take place. Israel was about to be led into captivity by a ruthless king called Nebuchadnezzar. But one day, the people would be restored. And because of this restoration, which God has for his people, a promise or a covenant was revealed through Jeremiah. For it states in Jeremiah 31 and 33, this is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel. After this time, declared the Lord, I would put my law in their minds and write them on their heart. I will be their God, and they will be my people. God was saying, I will restore man back to me. Restore man back to his and her original intent. God's original intent for us was to worship and praise him. Don't mess up, just do as I say. So in the 119th Psalm, the 119th Psalm is known as the longest chapter or psalm in the Bible, for it has 173 verses. In it, the writer expressed a love affair he has had with God's word. Anybody got a love affair with God's word? When God's word is a part of your life, you love it. You can't get enough of it. You read the Bible every day. You meditate on it. And that word begins to grow and become alive within your life because now it's become a part of you. So this psalm is a love affair he had with God's word. The writer magnifies it. He praises it. He thanked God for it. He describes it. He asks God to continue to use it. It is, my brothers and sisters, perhaps the longest love song ever written. And we thought Luther had it. The author's depth of love for God's word is expressed in the development of the entire psalm. So one might ask, what is the value of knowing God's word? Good question. Antioch. There is a value in knowing God's word. For it says in Psalm 119, 105, it says that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So if God's word is a lamp, God's word guides us. Anybody need guiding? Because a lamp sheds light in dark places. A lamp illuminates what you need to see. And because it gives us the ability to move in a direction without obstacles or to move around obstacles, it says God's word guides us. Anybody need guiding in the direction you need to go? You and I are guided and directed in knowing God's word. That's why preachers and teachers are here in the church and on the street proclaiming and sharing God's word, so that not only will you be able to develop a personal, unique relationship, but your life will grow because you are being guided into holiness and righteousness. It's like, my brothers and sisters, a GPS system. A GPS system at work in you. When you know God's word, we are on the right path. We consistently make the right choices. And what that means is that when you use the GPS system, global positional system, one won't get lost. Because the system is operated by a satellite. In fact, 24 satellites high up in the sky, making sure that you make the right choice. And if by chance, Brother Martin, you make the wrong turn, the satellite knows it and corrects it. Correct the mistake you made and put you back on track. Antioch, the church, the body of Christ, has someone watching over us. He is called the Holy Spirit. And this GPS is grace provided for sinners. And the G is grace,
And grace is God's inexhaustible supply of goodness. Anybody need God's inexhaustible supply of goodness? I was once lost, but now I'm found. I was once blind, but now I see. I was once on the wrong track, but now the Lord has placed a GPS system in me and got me on the right track. Is there anybody in the house who know what I'm talking about? Then the P is for provide. We have a Savior who would come and redeem us back to the Father. And because of this Savior who came, his name is Yahshua HaMoshiach. His name is Jesus, Joshua. His name is our rock in a weary land. His name is our shelter in a time of storm. He is our water when we are thirsty. He is our food when we are hungry. He is our shelter in a time of need. I'm talking about the one who came and provided it all. He is the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. He is our way out of no way. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. What kind of God is it? His name is Jesus, Savior, Deliverer, Provider. We have a Savior who would come and redeem us back to the Father. The lost now have the opportunity to accept the Lord as Savior. We now know why it's important to know the Lord. I forgot that S. That S is for sinners. Romans 3:23 said, all have, that makes me and you sinners, and come short of the glory of God. But if you've been bought with a price, Jesus said, I come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. And if your life has been messed up, if there's some sin in your life, if you confess your, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your, and then cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So God's GPS system is working in you. So if there's some sin in your life, all you have to do is remember God's word that's activated in you. Psalm 119 and 11 say, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. As believers, those who are Christ-like, God's word is hidden in our heart. We come, what comes from hiding God's word in our heart? That's another question. To hide means to conceal or to cover. When the word is concealed in our heart, our minds won't get in the way. Our mind won't forget it. Antioch, life is a journey. We have successes in life and other time failures. But just in case you get tired on this journey, and just in case you get weary, or just in case you even fall, we have a GPS system. Because our GPS knows where we are, and he, the Holy Spirit, will put us back on track if we listen to him. Antioch, if we took the time to survey the entire psalm here, we would hear the psalmist tell us that there is more rewarding endeavors in life which we can undertake. No other task pays greater spiritual discipline than memorizing God's word. I tell my preachers all the time, get in God's word and start remembering it. If you say it enough, it becomes a part of you. No other task is greater spirits that the desire of spiritual discipline than remembering or memorizing God's word. Do you know why? I'm glad you asked. Be quiet on. Our prayer life will be strengthened. Prayer invokes God's blessing. Our witnessing will be sharper and more effective. Witnessing is telling others about the forgiveness, love, deliverance, empowering, fruitfulness, life, and ministry that you have found in Christ. That's why the Jehovah's are out there doing that witnessing. They